Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. And we have a whole show of Punk Generation started here for you. And Doug Moody's coming on.
You don't know.
Well, you know, the infirmities are in the UK traveling and playing the Blackpool Festival, and here is their latest song out on Mystic called Final Conviction. Pretty soon, and we're really excited to have them on Mystic Records' latest compilation. And we're also in the studio here with Doug Moody, and Doug Moody is helping us to promote our World of Punk, and some of the songs that I just played are on the new compilation going to be released next week. And we're going to go back in history a little bit concerning Mystic Studios, which the Delphi studio was first at the location and closed its doors in 1967, and then later became Mystic Sound. And hello, Doug, how are you today?
Good morning, or is it noon? Happy noon. Thank you for letting me join you. It is wonderful to hear your voice. You are the life of Mystic these days. I am approaching 90 years old in November, and although I like to keep my hand on the wheel and steer the ship, the heart and the lungs and the go power is Candy. Candice has come on board, and we've known her since the 1970s when she booked the Kathy DeGrand
80s.
And helped us record and handle groups. And on and off, we've brushed against each other and helped each other in life. And then a few years ago, she said, I filmed everything. You recorded everything. Shouldn't we put it together? And so we did. And the most marvelous relationship I've ever had in my life is with Candy and getting her to take over and run Mystic on the go, you know, at the internet. I'm not very good with that typewriter with an attitude. I hate that typewriter with an attitude. And I sometimes feel like I'm Hemingway. I launch people, I launch things, and a lot of it bites the hand that feeds it. And so you learn not to keep stroking the animal which you're trying to train and get out there and speak for you. So sometimes I have problems with a lot of the groups, but I'm not going to ever have any problem at home in the household of Mystic. I love Candice and what she's doing, and bless you guys for trusting her, and you've got me behind your back whenever, okay?
And we have a whole new group of artists that are just really excited to be on the label and to be a part of Mystic. And there's a lot of the younger people who don't know the history of punk rock. And I think that is very important for us to let them know, you know, how this all came about, because, you know, the book that Stacey Russo wrote, We Were Going to Change the World, where she interviewed me along with many other women who were early pioneers in the punk rock field. But, I mean, we all helped to launch a new genre of music, and Mystic Studio was there from the very beginning. And in in 1968, I know that you built a new studio out of the old Delphi, and I would like to hear the history about that.
Well, here's a briefly, because, you know, a lot I don't remember. But let's say I came out here in the 60s, and one of the things I did was launch the Beatles. My father and I were old EMI, that's Electric and Music Industry affiliates. We'd worked with EMI in England. And they came to us, and they were having a number one group in England that they couldn't place in America called the Beatles. And they came and asked my father and I to take over Capitol Records, and I just sort of settled in to Hollywood. And I said, no, I did never want to work with my father again. He and I were good friends, but we just didn't agree with music. He was in a world of my past, and I wanted to step into the future. So we constantly locked jaws, and I became a producer of black music. So my first million seller was with Mahalia Jackson, called No Matter How You Pray. I was into gospel music. After that came In the Still of the Night with 5.25 million, never on the charts, of the 5 seconds.
Beautiful song.
So
beautiful
by the time
song.
I
love
got
it.
To...
I still love that song.
Sorry. By the time I got to Hollywood, I was wet behind the ears. I mean, I had been dipped in the bucket and christened and rechristened, and I didn't know who I was, but I knew I wanted to make a start, but I didn't want to play Hollywood games. So I started launching Unknowns, and I took over this studio from a young guy called Mike Kerb. He had been my assistant at Mercury Records, and we had a hit record called Go Little Honda by the Hondells.
I remember that. Sure.
So that was Mike Kerb, and he later went to Nashville, and he's become a biggie in Nashville. Anyway, Mike and I needed a headquarters, and he said, well, Delphi's just gone bust. You can have it for so much a month. I think it was $300 a month, and it had an old three-track recording machine. It was a three-track studio called Stereofy. So in 1968, I rebuilt it into a fantastic 16-track Mystic sound, and one of the first things we did was record punk music. Oh, also, we did the Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love there. They came in. I didn't have 16-track for them, so I rented an 8-track machine from Capitol Records, and we recorded them on a portable 8-track machine. Can you imagine? Anyway,
that's really something. Great music, too.
So now, in the late 70s, in came Roger Rogerson with Circle Jerks, and I'd recorded the Minutemen, and I had started recording punk, which I really loved, and I never regretted turning down the EMI and running Capitol Records, because I didn't want to work with my father. He would run New York, I would run, you know, in California, but I didn't feel like I wanted to work under somebody. I wanted to have the freedom to make my own choices. I was a wild kid. Even then, I was 30, 40, 50 years old. I was still wild. And I'm still going to be wild when I celebrate my 90th. And Candice, we're going to celebrate my 90th birthday with huge party somehow. I don't
we're
know where, but
pump
maybe...
Day.
Candy's got 100 acres. She said we can take 40 and turn it into a Woodstock for a week, and have Mystic in the open air if you want to. So anybody want to put together a Mystic Week on Candy's property, get in touch, get in line, because we're going to be looking for Mystic 50 years, okay?
50 years, wow.
Did I say okay or not? And you're the owner.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sometimes I take over and sometimes I shouldn't. Anyway,
I
recorded Roger Rogerson with the Circle Jerks. I also launched a group called Youth Brigade. And so we started in the late 70s to launch punk. And punk had come over from Scotland, and I was a punk in Paris at the end of the war. We grew our hair down to our shoulders because we had to have weekly haircuts in the British Army and Royal Air Force. And so we were tired of haircuts, and so we grew our hair down to our shoulders. We donned corduroys, and we became punks in Paris on the West Coast there. And all the guys gradually dropped out because they got car payments and girlfriends, and gradually they returned to normal life. I never got out of that. I never stopped being a punk. And the London Times wrote an article about us in those days telling us we were punks. We were almost like the scum of the earth. We were like rotten wood. Oh, they wrote terrible, terrible articles about
punk.
Us. They hated, they hated
the
word punk. Huh?
Yeah, the beginning days of punk were not popular. And, you know, a lot of the kids these days, you know, they look at BYO with punk rock bowling and everything, and they have no clue how it all got started, you know. And I posted something about Slimy Valley the other day, and somebody wrote, well, punk's not dead. Well, yeah, it's not dead, but, you know, some of our friends have passed on, and there's a tribute right now for Lena Lousy, you know, from Crankshaft.
And it's like, you know,
you kids need to learn your history, because punk rock was not a fad. It wasn't popular. It wasn't about something you wore or an attitude or anything. It was all about a platform of music to speak what's on your mind.
Actually, I found punk to be the answer to the disruption of society in suburban America. Suburban American blues is the equivalent of the black people being misaligned and not fitting in. When I came here in 1953, we'd never had a separation of black and white, except when the American Army came. They had two camps, one for the chocolate soldiers and one for the white ones. And I found that distasteful, but that was their American way of doing things. And when I got here in New York, the same thing was there. It was a big division, except that the Jewish people had recognized the new music was coming from black people, and most of the new music publishers were Jewish, and the songs were all black. So I immersed myself into black music in New York, and when I came out to Hollywood, it was punk music. So there I launched Mystic Sound, which was a platform for launching unknowns, and it's carried on ever since. We will be celebrating 50 years, and Candice is in charge of that whole marvelous world you got out there of cell phones and, I don't know, streaming and whatever is going to come next. I'm still adhering to 8 notes because when I was brought up, those 8 notes did more than any religion, more than any war, more than any boundary. Those 8 notes surpassed anything we've ever had in life. People loved each other, cared about each other, sang the songs and danced together. We're going to bring that back, not only with 8 notes, I don't care if it's 100 notes, even if it's electronic music. We're going to bring back people caring about each other, watching each other's back, and it isn't the rich man with the pockets or the most points that you can earn with any company. It's going to be, you recognize punk music for what it is. It's your friend, okay?
That's right, that's right. And on that note, I've got a song by written by Lee Camel of Vomit, and it's called What Are You Doing to Me? Doug Moody?
Yes, I'm listening. I'm learning. You want me to tell you more?
Oh, well, I was just introducing one of your new bands.
I know. You sent them to me. I listened to them. And you know what to do with the internet, and you're working the world, and we're going to have a world of punk. It's no longer just Nardcore, which is hardcore in Oxnard. It's no longer just Punkland, because it was Oregon, Portland, and now that's Punkland with our dear friends gone up there. They've moved, haven't they?
Oh, some of them have. Most of the Rotters are still down there in Ventura, but the other half are up in Portland, yes.
Yeah, they're making a new Nardcore area. Anyway, I thought I'd mention something because it's an annual remembrance. I launched the Beatles, even though I turned down going to Capitol Records and taking over the West Coast. They had given me, via Lenny Hodes, a music publisher, a friend of my father's was publishing songs by the Beatles. And they had a song called Please Please Me, and it was released on Parlophone Records in England.
Yep.
And
yep,
they wanted me, the art department and the sales department of Capitol Records had said, this record will not sell. Well, that was the tune of everybody I went to. 14 record companies turned down the Beatles. 14. And so we got it released via a black record company in
VJ.
Chicago called VJ
yes.
Records and sold a million.
Yes.
Now, I
they
don't
sure
know
did.
If people know this, but it was a black record company that launched the Beatles. And I went on radio, both in Chicago, I think it was WJJD in those days, and in WKBW in Buffalo, which covered 19 states at nighttime. And I went on pretending to be one of the Beatles. And
Well, we don't want to go into that. You might get in trouble for that. But anyway, you helped to get their career launched, and VJ Records couldn't keep up with the production of records.
No.
And they actually went under because it was too much for them.
It owed the pressing plant so much money it went out of business.
Yeah,
but
isn't that sad?
Well, that was
the
record business in those days. But I thought I'd let you know that 6277 Selma was a notable address for unknowns, and that's why we're making it a punk haven. 6277 Selma is always be the home where punk started in Hollywood.
Well, it's noted on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and the Rock and Roll Roadmap for places and studios in Hollywood. And it also does, it says here, Delphi Records, former location, Bobby Fuller recorded I Fought the Law there in 1966, and they were most famous for recording Richie Valens' single, Come On, Let's Go. And then Valens' single, Donna and La Bamba, were huge hits. And then also Frank Zappa, Little Caesar and the Romans, and Little Johnny Crawford from the TV series also recorded there. But, you know, they note here that when they closed their doors in 1967, that this location later became the home to Mystic Sound. And it is on the Rock and Roll Roadmap, places listed on the places to see in Hollywood, and it has the same address as 6277 Selma, Los Angeles. So that's a lot of fun history there.
Well, we've come from history to making history. I love what we're doing. We're launching unknowns, and you do at least, I know you do at least 60 new bands a year. I don't know how you're doing it, because you're a hard girl to keep up with. You are so busy, and you run a 140-acre wild animal park. She's got every wild animal, and you can't kill an animal on her territory unless it's a charging 300-pound pig. I'll tell you a story about Candace. One day she left her rifle on a horse, and it wandered away, and when she turned round, she was being charged by a 300-pound pig. She ran into the water waist high and had to stay there until nighttime, until the pig got tired and went home to bed. Then she got back on her horse, and the next day they shot that pig.
Yeah, we did. We butchered that sucker up and ate pork for a year.
There you go. So, I mean, you're dealing with handful. When you have Candace as a partner, watch out, because sometimes you better take orders. And I do. I take orders. I'm very good when I watch and say, this is for the good of punk, this is for the good of Mystic, go for it, girl. So I love what you're doing, Candace, and I'm there to back you up. I may be the head of Mystic, but I'm not the brains these days. They're right there in that beautiful lady talking to you.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, I've got another really cool song you've not heard yet, and this came out on Return to Slimy Valley, and it's by the band called The Whining Pussies. We always like to talk to people.
Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. I don't care about political taste. I don't care about your dead grandma. Bitch, you're wrong when you get chihuahua. I don't wanna know about your maladies. Don't post pictures of the food you eat. I don't give a shit about who you're with. They suck like you. Go eat a dick. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck. fuck yourself. 2 minute bones about languages. And no one cares about your ugly ass, kid. You're not sick when it's another to fuck. You're not that funny, your humor sucks. I don't give a shit about your friends, your connections, your new relationship. It's my sloppy second. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. Thumbs up for your wife's problems. My post fly over your head. You dream red. Fuck you. You suck. Eat shit. And don't fuck yourself.
I can't help but laugh. That song really gets me going. I mean, come on. There was a time when you couldn't put out a song like that, you know?
No. Well, there was a time when you couldn't advertise. And one time I took a page ad in Maximum Rock and Roll, which was the world's biggest punk thing like that. And sure. I put two fucking great bands. And I said, RKL. And Dr. No, and we launched them on a trip. Well, everybody got there in shock. Well, you can't be shocked today over language. And I say, take the power out of the hands of the big pockets and put it back in the hands of the people who are real. So, there we go. Right now, the world is run by big pockets. And I think listening to what the young people have to say is important. And I thank you for being there for the voices of the unknown, Candy. You're wonderful.
Well, I've learned a lot from you, and I really enjoy launching the new bands and the unknowns. And here's the Spam 69 from Japan. This is a good one. Everybody loves this song.
Why do you walk at me? Why do you walk at me? Why do you walk at me? Why do you lie? Why do you walk at me? Why do you walk at me? Why do you walk at me? Why do you lie?
Energy.
Isn't that incredible that you're picking up bands from all over the world? That, you know, our world was so limited when we were getting a band from Chicago and a band from Boston.
Sure.
Now look at it. We have bands from different parts of the world, and here we are on radio going to all over the world. It's quite incredible that we live in the time where you can talk to your neighbor who is 10,000 miles, 20,000 miles away. We're not that far apart, are we?
Oh, and we're broadcasting live worldwide right now. We're being
yeah.
heard in every country in the world right now.
It's
even,
incredible.
Even, I know, right? Isn't it fantastic? And, you
I
know,
think it's
a lot
wonderful.
Of this underground music, you know, it was never allowed before. I mean, how about Aryan Disgrace, you know?
Well, I complain a lot about the sound and everything going on, but I bless it for happening. Whoever invented this, you know, I know it was done during the war, and it's what aided us in beating Germans and Nazis. The computer was invented during the war, and it read other people's mail. So privacy went with World War II, and privacy has gone as long as you've got a cell phone and as long as you are collecting points instead of money. Everybody can read who your life is. So I don't see why people can't sing their mind, speak their mind, write their mind, and tell the world how they're feeling, because only you can only get a better world when you hear from not only unhappy people, but people happy to tell you they're grateful to be part of a world where we can speak up. There are places in this world where you cannot talk, where you cannot play records. This is one country that gives you the opportunity to speak your mind. God bless America. It has a lot of faults, and it makes a lot of mistakes, and it keeps handing power to the guy with the big pockets, and we got to take that power away from the big pockets. And maybe we do that by having big mouths, Candice. Maybe so.
Well, underground music is certainly a way to go, and here's a song that, I don't know, you launched it, Aryan Disgrace, Faggot in the Family. What year did that come out? There we go. What year was that?
One next to the Café de Grand was 32 tracks, and these guys needed to record right away, so we banged it out on that studio that was next door to the Café de Grand. And so it was called Mystic West, and we recorded it, and no sooner did we play it on the air than we got banned by all the radio stations. So I had to go back in. And pay, instead of saying cock, he had to say sock. Here he was with a sock in his mouth. So we made a radio version and only pressed 100 of it. So out there is 100 records with guys singing about his brother with a sock in his mouth. So it's a DJ record.
I
understand it sells for about $500 a record now, and there's only 100 of it pressed, and I don't even think I have a copy.
I saw somebody complaining on the internet that he thought he was getting the original version and he got the one with something in a sock, and he said, "What is this? This isn't what I ordered." But little did he know, he got a special edition that was only a very few made.
He's probably got a record worth $1,000, probably worth $1,000 if you can find one. Well, that's also like covers. We put out 100 blue records in covers, that we cover your songs,
sure.
And we mutilate your favorite songs is the thing. At that time, we were putting out name compilations. By the way, I invented the compilation in the 1950s. I put all of my best hits in one record and sold a million records. It was called a barrel of hits or something. I don't know, carload of hits, whatever. Anyway, when we started launching a parade of these sort of name LPs, one of them was called Copulation, which is coming out
again. I love
again,
that album.
And we're going to do a Copulation CD with maybe 20, 30 bands, all about cops, because it's back again. We are getting harassed at shows, harassed because the way we dress, the way we talk. We're not going to be harassed. We have the right to be what we are. And so we're going to put that out again.
Well, you know, I put out a compilation, too, with the new bands and some of the older bands. And this was a good one, Shattered Badge.
Yes.
You remember that one? Like to say that the Hollywood-based Mystic sound that became Mystic Records, founded by Doug Moody, is fondly remembered by true hardcore devotees for its uncompromising alliance to unknown bands, a large percentage of which have stayed that way and now populate this collection of the 20 classic punk rock bands album out. This came out in 1983, and a lot of these bands have made it really big, you know, but they started off as unknowns, and that's the whole idea of Mystic Records is the fact that they're uncompromising allegiance to unknown bands.
Well, you know, Faggot in the Family was 1983, and I just opened up an old magazine looking it up, and it says, here's from Craig Lee, who was one of the top writers in Hollywood about what's going on at the clubs. And it said here, the show was opened by Aryan Disgrace, a routine punk caught in a 1977 time warp. Hearing their suburban LA singer adopt a cultivated Cockney accent is funny. Hearing it used on a vicious bit of homophilic buggery called Faggot in the Family is a laughing matter. there you are, written up in a Hollywood magazine. We had a laughing matter.
Well, you know, that's also on the Punk Rock 20 Classic Bands of Mystic Records. It was originally a Mystic 7-inch EP, and JFA's Middle America, Suicidal Tendencies, I Saw Your Mommy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really good songs. No Effects, Mom's Rules. There's a lot of good songs on that album.
Yeah. Well, I've found over the years, every time I go back into the vault, of course, I don't like going in there too often because it affects my breathing, and it's dusty, but I turn up books and things of unreleased stuff. We have unreleased recordings, a huge number of collectibles. So I guess in the future somebody, I don't think it will be me, but somebody will be heir to this huge collection of unreleased, and some of them are the big names. I see that group that wrote to you from Switzerland that they're asking about their unreleased album on Mystic. Do you remember them?
Was that Faith No More?
Yeah, Faith No More. So,
well, their lead singer
has
passed away
world.
Not too long ago.
Yeah, we have got a world that is untapped yet, but is going to be available in the future on this wonderful new electronic world where they will take it off tape and put it into an electronic thing. What did we just get? Something that was from Harry Fox? What do you call that downloading thing? Candy?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Oh,
Harry
well,
Fox
we just got some
catalog.
We just got some downloading from Harry Fox.
Oh,
on,
no, no,
on
that was
those.
Right. That was from Spotify.
That's
no,
it.
Those
Spotify.
Are for streaming.
I did not know it existed, and there's thousands of people going to Spotify to get Mystic. It's incredible.
Well, that's because I signed the contracts for it. I keep
I know.
You up to date on all
I'm
that stuff.
I'm complimenting you on what you do,
you.
Which I don't really know about, but you are launching us into the Never Never Land, which I don't completely understand. I did understand radio because I was a disc jockey before I was a record producer. I was a disc jockey on WOR on 130 radio stations. I was Mr. Jukebox, and I chose the records you're going to hear on your jukebox. So I know what radio is about, but this new world of Never Never Land is incredible to me. You can carry the whole of Mystic in your back pocket.
That's right, and I just love this new surf punk music, too. This is another one of your new bands, A-Frame.
Thank you.
different genres in the punk rock scene now. It's just amazing. That was a little bit of surf music from surf punk artist A-Frame. And there's a big resurgence in cowpunk where, you know, even artists like, he used to hang out with the Blasters and he sang Cowboy Cadillac. Gosh, he just played up here in Northern California too. Dwight Yoakam. Dwight Yoakam's returning to cowpunk. And it's a mixture of alternative rock, punk rock, and country. Can you imagine? It's a
I can imagine. Why not ask Dickie Lee to do a punk country western? After all,
yes.
We had 7 million selling songs with a country western artist called Dickie Lee, right?
Well, you know, it says here that it actually started in the United Kingdom in the late 70s and came to California in the early 80s. It combines punk rock.
It did start in England.
It started with
the Scottish bands rebelling against the royal family who had torn down all these slum neighborhoods and had built apartments. And the Scottish people were used to having 10 people sleep in a room. They did not know what to do with these new apartments that even had baths. And the women would write articles to the newspapers saying, they've given me this bath thing, and we are used to having our bath in the garden on Saturday night, even if it's raining. We're used to having our bath outdoors, not used to having a bath indoors. So there was a rebellion in Scotland when the royal family tried to modernize the shipping areas where the ships are made, and thousands of Scottish people were uprooted from their way of life in homes that were built 200 years ago called slums. And although the royal family meant well, what they did is they stirred up what was called punk music, and the royal family suffered. So the Scottish bands came over here. Do you remember the band that came? And they took back with them our favorite drummer from Dr. No.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Exploited, sure.
Exploited came over,
yep.
And he went back to Scotland from Dr. No.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, and that's something. Well, and you know, Rank and File used to play at the Café de Grand all the time, and they're considered one of the top 10 cowpunk bands in the history of California. And they were like
I'm welcoming any. I welcome any kind of music on Mystic, and you do too. We'll welcome anything that is playable and which represents your feelings about life, your feelings about people. We don't cause harm and anger. What we do is we may raise a few eyebrows, but what we're saying is what people feel and think.
That's right. And here's one on that note titled You're Not Free. Another one of your new songs.
This gig, our last gig in Europe before we go back to Britain, so we're all gonna wow party, far out and stuff like that. This song called You're Not Free.
Okay. Well, we are down to our last 2 minutes here on the show. I just want to say
thank you for inviting me to be with you again. Thank you for allowing me to speak my mind, and bless you and bless all of you out there that want to keep a mind free to think and a heart open to love and a friendship for everyone. So thank you for sharing your morning with me, your afternoon, your day, and for what you're doing for Mystic. Bless you, lady.
Aw, thank you, Doug. And on that note, I'm going to end with the song 1982 by the Red Pills. And I want to thank you, Doug Moody, for coming in and giving us a little history lesson on Mystic Sound and Mystic Records. Going to be celebrating 50 years.
I'll be there as long as I can be with you all.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank
We're
you.
Going to celebrate your 100th birthday at Mystic Mountain. We guarantee it. We're going to have fun day every year.
If I can be there, I'll be there. I'll stay
you
as
will.
Long as I'm wanted, and I'll stay doing what we've been doing for 50 years, launching Unknown.
That's right, and it's fantastic. Thank you.
Look at 1984 and think while the hits for no fun. No fun. No fun for our cartoons. You ain't doing shit while you're shooting up in the bathroom.
I want to thank Doug Moody for his dedication in the music business and for joining us in the studio today. You're just a fantastic person, and thank you for all you've brought to the world.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for putting up with me. And bless you, if you buy a Mystic record, whether you're trying to get something worth double what you paid for it, I don't care. Just keep punk growing, because punk will save you, punk will free you, and punk will educate you. Bye now.
Bye. Party or go home.